Hi, I'm with a lady called Tanya. Tanya, can you tell me what organisation you're with?
LORD, Latin America Women's Rights Service.
Okay, so tell me about problems and abuse within your community.
Well, like in every community, we've got a lot of domestic violence and generally violence against women. But we represent women who are migrants, and migrant women are much more vulnerable to exploitation and to violence. Violence not only in the home, but in the workplace, and violence in the system, because a number of us haven't got our papers, a number of us are undocumented, and all of us are vulnerable.
Being in this country, are you talking about?
Yes, I think what listeners may want to know is that there are about 165,000 Latin Americans in the UK, and we are overwhelmingly employed in cleaning, catering, domestic services, in the jobs that nobody else does want to do. We are in very low-paid jobs and jobs which are not regulated, very exploitative. We are 11 times much more likely to be earning below the minimum wage. So we are in situations of incredible vulnerability. And so violence against women when you're much more vulnerable is rife and it's terrible.
So what you're saying is because some of you don't have, you know, like the correct papers, they feel scared to actually report domestic violence to the police?
That very well can happen. But on the whole, we are a community that works a lot because a lot of women are very poor, and that it's poor poverty which has expelled people from our countries. So once you're here, you have with domestic commitments and the pressure to earn a living, doesn't quite leave you time to learn English or learn your way around the system. So when you don't know your way around the system, again, you're much more vulnerable. So there are many reasons why you're likely to be much more vulnerable. Also, there is a lot of trafficking of Latin American women into the UK, and that is an area of great violence against women. And also, a lot of women don't have many choices, and some of the choices they have for a living actually expose them to a lot of violence.
What is the age range of the girls that are brought in as sexual, you know, sex slaves?
Anywhere between 16 and 30, or whereabouts, yeah.
What can you do? What can you offer women that are listening to this? So how can you help them?
Right. We would tell them about their rights. We will help them exercise their rights. We will do a lot of advocacy. We would help them to sort out practical problems which may prevent them from, say, extricating themselves from violence or find them lawyers. We would give them solidarity support. We would do anything that is possible to do, and that is lawful because we're a charity, to make sure that they begin to live lives they deserve to live.
Can I just ask you, on a personal level, is there anyone that you feel that you've really helped and you've made a real change to their life because they came to your organisation?
I think it's all not one. There are hundreds.
Oh, that is brilliant. And do you find a lot of ladies, when you do help them, they come along and help other ladies?
Yes. I think women actually realise that they've got much more strength than they ever thought they had. So once they discover their inner value and their worth, because we all have worth, but when you've been in a situation of abuse, you lose confidence. When women discover, or when anybody discovers that you can do it, then you discover other people can do it and you can help other people doing it.
Did you discover your inner strength?
I'm in the process. I don't think I've had... No, we're all in the process, but
yeah.
I think the reason why I'm in the organisation is because together with other women, we're stronger together.
Thank you. You're so lovely. Thanks so much.